from white lightning
to lightning fast.
The Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast covers all the people, places, and things that make Wilkesboro a one-of-a-kind mountain destination.
Enjoy lively conversations as we welcome artists, local business leaders, event organizers, and creatives from around Wilkesboro.
It's the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast. And let's go ahead and welcome our guest for this episode. We have on the phone line with us Jim Lyle. He is one of the co-owners of a wonderful secret hidden treasure in North Wilkesboro in the foothills of the Blue Ridge Mountains, and that is Tope Gallery. Welcome to Find Your Back Road.
Thank you, Matt. I'm excited to talk to you and Michelle about our gallery.
Yeah, we're excited to hear about it too, and maybe it'll come up along the way here, but Michelle has some art school history and everything and appreciates
all the intricacies
of how eclectic and broad your collection is. But before we get into that stuff, tell people a little bit about Tope Gallery if they're not already familiar.
We opened about 15 years ago a small gallery in downtown North Wilkesboro, and we started as a clay gallery. I was having a hard time in my business. I do interior design also, finding items that were unique and different for a gallery, for the clients. And so basically we knew about Pendleton and we knew about Western North Carolina. There's a lot of artists there. We had no idea there were as many as there were. So we headed that way, and that's how our gallery started, as a small spot in North Wilkesboro.
Well, I just have to bring up that I went to Pendleton for many, many years.
I like how I dropped that up there and she spiked it right away. And you notice she said it with the Pendleton inflection too. Oh, I just have to say.
I went to Pendleton. I went for all sorts of crafts, but it's this beautiful.
But one of the things too, I'm really interested in the procurement of what you have in the gallery, because one of the things about Western North Carolina, Eastern Tennessee, Southwest Virginia is people that aren't from the region might think, Appalachian art is fill in the blank, but you can go a few valleys over, one vein of a mountain range over, and have completely different interpretive cultural kind of art. And I think that's really reflected in Tope Gallery. How do you collect together all the different artists that you have?
Well, we kind of, I think, went at it a little different from probably most gallery owners. We first thought, what is our mission? And our mission was to bring bright, colorful, and ever-changing art to North Wilkesboro. And we thought the best way to do that is visit the artist at their studio. So that's what we started doing. We made what we called art adventures up in the mountains, up at Spruce Pine, Bakersfield, that direction. And we would go see their work. We would see the environment they work in and talk to them about their work. And then Steve has never met a stranger. So by the time we had finished that, they were ready to give us work to bring to our gallery. And we would handpick the items for our gallery.
You know what I love about that is that when you get back to your gallery, not only do you bring the artwork, but you bring the story back with you.
That helps so much in selling the art.
Right.
Because people come in, they find a piece, they want to know about it. Have you met the artist? And we go, yes. That's the one of the most important things to us is talking to them and finding out how they work and where they work. So it really helps in selling the product.
When you opened the gallery, what kind of experience did you guys come from to say, hey, we can do this?
Well, I'd worked for Lowe's companies and did store design and everything. And Steve was a farmer. And like I said, he's never met a stranger. And we both loved art. And so it was just, it was so much easier than we ever thought it would be, because we found all the artists in one section, you'd say, they're at one location. And it was just go visit them, talk to them. And then it just started working. And once we, got confidence build up that, okay, we got art from that artist, now let's go find another one. And we just added on and added on. And then what we probably didn't realize when we first was doing it is that we went after artwork. I was art crazy. And we went after really good artists, that had a lot of, had already gotten a lot of attention, And these people were great to work with and trusted us and gave us their work. And it just moved pretty smoothly.
Now, you mentioned about, you know, trusting you and with their works and things like that. One of the things that I've heard about Taupe Gallery, and I have to ask you since I've got you on the line, and that is the level of engagement and contact and, you know, the experience that you encourage people to have with the art in your gallery is not something that a whole lot of galleries do. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, we, you know, like I told the artist, we're in rural America and, you know, we're not in the city. So when people come in, you know, it's not like there's 25 people walking by the door every minute, you know. When they come in, we either, me or Steve is usually here, and both of us most of the time. And we take the time to talk to them about our gallery and about the product that they're looking at and trying to find out what kind of things they like and what would you like to see. And it's just everybody, when they leave, they say, we'll be back. You know, you guys know what you're doing. I mean, and we love that because it came from just the experience we were having, you know, meeting the artist and finding out about the product.
And you host events there too, right? I mean, so it's not like, you know, quiet as a library and sneaky as a mouse as you walk around. You even talk about you want people to have a fun day trip.
Yes, that was another thing that when we started the gallery, we came up with a slogan that I'm sure it's been used before, but for us, you know, in all of our printed material and our Facebook and Instagram and all our social media, we came up with, you know, an empty road in the mountains, and we said Taupe is worth the drive. And that slogan kind of hit with a lot of people, and we found people were driving to see us. And it's just, you know, we just love it. And I think the love that we have for the gallery just radiates with the people. They know that we really like art, and that we're putting together a great gallery of mixed items now, you know.
Well, and one of the things that a lot of folks that are in Wilkes County already know, but people outside of Wilkes County may not know, is the level of cooperation and collaboration, and how even things that where, you know, even if you got to, you know, a town like Hickory or Asheville or Knoxville or something, you're seeing collaboration and engagement across areas of a community that sometimes you might not. So people know in Wilkes County, you've got great, you know, traditional Americana music festivals, and they may not know about fashion places that are there, fashion designers and art galleries and everything. But people are engaging all across those different platforms together. It's about community. I think that really comes through when you experience Taupe Gallery or some of the other offerings in Wilkesboro and North Wilkesboro.
Well, it really does. It's kind of a, you know, once you've lived here your whole life, I mean, you kind of know people, you know the environment. I was on the art gallery board for Wilkes Art Gallery, which is a nonprofit gallery here, for 18 years out of my career, you know, so I learned a lot from them, you know, as to how a gallery runs. And it's just, Wilkes County is a great place because everyone supports everyone, seems like. We have an unbelievable support. We're getting ready to have an event this coming Friday night for Valentine's. And you know, we will probably have 150 to 200 people drop by Friday night. And yeah, it's our customers, you know, and it's mostly local people and people supporting us, and we really enjoy that. We have a great time with it.
Yeah. Now I have to bring something else up, okay? Because you've mentioned about Steve Key, your partner in the gallery, as being, right, you know, the one who has never met a stranger and is real outgoing and everything. Michelle and I have interviewed a lot of people. You're holding your own just fine.
Oh yes,
but we
are.
Also know something about your past, because a crisscrossing of family ties, that you're not as shy as you may be trying to portray yourself in comparison to Steve.
Oh, me. Yeah, when I saw Michelle's name, I saw a name that I recognized, and it just happened to tie into a friend of mine from college. And I realized that if this friend, if I can call her and talk to her, we'll find out if I know who I'm talking to today. And of course, she filled me in, and I did. But I was a cheerleader in East Tennessee for 10 years. I mean, for 5 years. And yeah, Holly was my cheerleading partner, and we just had a great time. So I had a little connection when I found out who you guys were.
Well, she is a lovely, lovely person. Yeah, so.
And we got a very excited communication from Holly about you coming on Find Your Back Road today. So we're really excited about that. And
had to give her a shout out.
Yeah, I had to give a shout out because she was so excited. Well, good. And we love when we see good people connect through the show, and it makes it really a joy to do. And speaking of joy and things to do, let's bring it back to Taupe Gallery. It just seemed like the right time to throw that in there. You mentioned you have an event coming up. For folks that are listening, because this will go out across all different platforms, and we never know when people are going to be listening to it, but you have things that are going on all the time. What's the best way for people to connect with you and stay engaged, and if they can't make a day drive, because nowadays, I mean, people could be checking it out from, you know, the West Coast or something like that. What's the best way for people to engage with Taupe Gallery?
Well, we do. We post on Facebook every day. We post on Instagram every day. We update the webpage. And those are probably the three best places to find us and keep up with what we're doing, because we do put the information out there as to when we're having an event and things like that.
Do you ever post something on Instagram or on social media and then get immediate calls about people wanting to buy certain items? Because you have beautiful stuff.
Well, we do have those calls. The only thing that we haven't moved into is like a web page where we sell product. You know, we still depend on people to call, and then we'll work with them and you know, send them photographs and do whatever we need to do. But we carry so many different price points and so many different items that it would just be, we would have to hire staff to package the stuff and ship and, you know, that kind of thing. And we're just the small gallery in North Wilkesboro.
Well, we really
wasn't ready for that.
We're really glad that you're there, and, you know, the excitement around the gallery. And I know at least as, at the time of our conversations right now, you've had some other attention and in media circles. And as a matter of fact, we had to delay our conversation a little bit because you guys were so overrun with people in the gallery. We weren't able to do the initial scheduled time, but that all is a good thing. We are always happy to go ahead and accommodate when things are too busy to talk to us. So congratulations on Taupe Gallery. And, you know, what is it, 15 years in? And excited for
it's
the future for
y'all.
And any last word to any budding artists out there or people that think, oh, you know, maybe I want to do something, maybe I don't. What word of encouragement would you have to wannabe or wanting to get recognized artists out there?
Well, really what we do, Steve is a master on Facebook and Instagram looking for artists and searching for artists on the internet. We look for artists, new artists every day. So anyone that is an artist, you know, if they would just send a files in to taupegallery@gmail.com, we'll take the time to look at it. And if it's something that we think fits, we will for sure give them a call.
All right. Very good. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you, Matt. Thanks, Michelle. I enjoyed this.
See you next time.
Okay.
Thank you for listening to the Wilkesboro Find Your Back Road podcast.
To request an interview spot or to advertise, email info@wilkescountytourism.com.
Thank you for listening. If you liked what you just heard, be sure to subscribe to the podcast. And be sure to visit bizradio.us to find hundreds of other engaging conversations, local events, and more.